everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Well, this episode is going to be coming out right before Valentine's Day, and so we thought we would do trivia about all things love. What do you think about that, lad?
I don't really know much about it, because...
I mean, you got the family love.
Yes.
But you're a little young for diving into the whole relationship thing, right?
Yes.
Yep, that's okay. That's all right. But you know enough about love, and you've learned a little bit about love, and so we're going to do some things. This could be things, love in the movies, love in music. It could be famous love stories, characters, you name it. If it's got love in the theme, we're going to talk about it today. If you're just joining us for the first time or coming back for... the 97th time, we just want to do a quick little explanation of how this trivia works. We've got 15 questions coming at you in three rounds of five questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little more difficult. This first round, most people in the car at home are going to be able to answer. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. That is true. And with that... the easiest round of trivia, here we go. Trivia Tots, question one. What shape is most commonly used to represent love?
A heart.
A heart is correct. Now, it's really kind of funny when you think about it. The heart doesn't actually look like a heart.
No.
Like, not at all. It's if you think about it, I think it maybe just kind of gives the vibe of love more than anything. Because the heart is actually kind of like a fist.
Yeah.
Which is like the exact opposite of what we think of love is, right?
A fist.
Love is not fists. So, yeah, kind of interesting. But question two. What red-colored flower usually also represents love?
Roses.
Roses is correct. I believe I read a statistic somewhere that around Valentine's Day annually, that we will go through roughly 250 million roses.
Wow.
In the country over the course of Valentine's Day. That's crazy. That's a lot of flowers. A lot of love. One thing about the roses, though, is the thorns. Have you ever been pricked by a thorn on a rose?
No, because I've never really seen a rose before.
You know? Really? Well, I guess, yeah. So, yeah, they come with, like, well, there's a famous song. Every rose has its thorn. But yeah, the thorns on a rose are very prickly, and they can, like, cut you. And so you have to like cut off the thorns before you give a rose to someone.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. Question three. In the movie Frozen, who does Anna fall in love with first?
I don't remember his name.
I'll give you a hint. He turns out to be the villain.
I know. But I don't
remember his name? Take a guess. These usually are the best answers.
Thinking.
No time to think. Five, four.
Stop counting me down.
Three, two, Prince.
I don't know.
If you don't, take a guess.
Eric. I know that's not it.
Eric is a great guess, but incorrect. Anna's first love is Prince Hans. Prince Hans, who turns out to be the villain. Are you kicking yourself now?
Or like biting myself and punching myself.
Yes, I'm sure there were carloads of students and kids and families everywhere being like, it's Hans! It's Hans! That's okay. It's been a while since we watched that movie.
Yeah.
Question number four. What candy brand is known for chocolate kisses wrapped in foil?
Hershey Kisses. Well, Hershey's.
Hershey's is correct. Now, it's really interesting. Do you know why they call them kisses?
For Valentine's Day?
No, actually not. They've been around, so the Hershey Kisses have been around since 1907, and they were named for the machine. When the machine squeezes out the chocolate, it makes a kissing sound, like a... And they named him Hershey Kisses after the sound the machine makes. Isn't that cool? Not at all what you would think, right?
Yeah.
All right. Question number 5. What do you call two people getting engaged before marriage?
Fiancés.
Fiancés is correct. Yeah. So you become kind of like, you go from being dating and then you become fiancés and then you become, you know, married. Did you know that? So the word for fiance, you spell it differently. So a man who is engaged is a fiance with one E, and a female who is engaged is a two E's. Did you know they spell it differently?
No.
I didn't know that either. I just learned that today. That's pretty neat. All right. And with that, that ends our trivia tot round. Apparently one of the questions was pretty difficult. But that's okay. That's all right. We're going to miss some of those every now and then. But we're going to move on to the next round where the questions get even harder. We call this round...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. What can Cupid typically be found carrying?
Bow and arrow.
A bow and arrow is correct, right? And so supposedly you are, when you're struck by Cupid's bow and arrow, you fall in love, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that it? I just think it's weird that there's a baby walking, flying around with a bow and arrow. That's just a little alarming, in my opinion.
In mythology, he is not a baby.
Oh, he's not?
He's like a full grown man.
Oh. Which makes it weirder.
Yes. In Roman culture, he's a baby. Well, I don't think that's actually Roman culture. I think it's just he's been formed to be a baby.
Okay.
As time has gone.
It's a grown man going around shooting people with bows and arrows to make them fall in love. Interesting. Question number 7. What bird is often a symbol of love and peace?
The dove.
Dove?
Turtle dove.
Is correct. Yeah, dove is correct. Doves mate for life, which is many times while they're used in like wedding ceremonies and things. I'm a big bird guy myself. I enjoy watching them. We have a couple doves that, morning doves that are up in the yard eating out of our feeder.
Yeah.
Do you ever see a dove release?
No, not yet.
No? Yeah, I don't remember if you've ever been to one before, but yeah, dove releases are pretty cool. They have trained birds that they like release them and then they fly around and then they're trained to come back to a specific spot.
And I've only released butterflies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't come back.
Sail out our suckers.
Question 8. Which pop star sang Love Story inspired by Romeo and Juliet?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct.
I can't go one day without hearing her name.
we haven't, I think that could be a trivia, like whole theme. We could do a whole trivia Taylor Swift episode. Would you like that?
From my point of view, no.
No,
but I feel like a lot of all the Swifties out there might like it.
And there's a lot of them. There is a lot of them. I don't know. I would love to learn more a little bit about Taylor Swift. I don't know a ton about Taylor Swift, but I think that there's a lot to her. But yeah, she wrote that song when she was 17.
Wow.
And it's a huge, huge smash hit. So that's pretty cool. Question 9. In the 1955 animated feature Lady and the Tramp, two dogs shared a smooch over a meal of what food?
Spaghetti.
Yep, spaghetti.
And meatballs. We'll take
it. Yeah, there it is. Spaghetti and meatballs. Because remember, he uses his nose and he like shoves the meatball over.
I've only seen Lady and the Tramp once.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very nice, touching scene. Two dogs eating spaghetti.
How realistic.
Can you imagine Dolly, our dog, eating spaghetti in a slowly controlled manner? No. There would be spaghetti everywhere.
Yep.
Question 10. What Shakespearean play about star-crossed lovers inspired the musical West Side Story?
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet is correct. Yes, the musical West Side Story is based, loosely based off of, well, not loosely, very based on Romeo and Juliet. And they moved the story to the 1950s and basically used families and represented them with New York gangs. And they tell the story of Romeo and Juliet through gang warfare.
Isn't it like the Jets and the Sharks?
Yep, yep. Yeah, it's a very cool musical if you get a chance to see it. And the story is great. And just like that, folks, we are done with the Mind Mover round. 10 questions down, only 5 more left. But folks, this last round of questions gets incredibly difficult. This is the hardest questions we have to offer on the trivia of love. So what do I get? How many?
5.
5. Oh, man. All right. Well, if our love episode, we want to make sure that we are wearing a hat with earmuff covers. I would like you to wear protective eyewear, protective earwear. I would like you to wear really high socks. And finally, I want you to double knot your shoes because these questions are what we call
the brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go. Question.
Well, the heartbreakers.
The heartbreakers. Question 11. Jack and Rose were the fictional love-struck characters who starred in a famous movie about the 1912 sinking of this famous boat.
Steamboat Willie? Hold on. No, Titanic. 1912.
I thought that this was just going to be a toss up here. Like, I'm like, oh, he's going to get this one. I kind of put this one in as a joke. Because I think the Titanic and the year 1912 comes up about every other episode that we do.
I mean, it's in there so much.
It is a lot. But yes, so the movie Titanic, that is correct, by the way. Titanic is correct. The movie Titanic starring Jack and Rose, they were fictional characters. But the shipwreck was very real.
Yes, and the captain was very real too.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, the ship sinks. Throwing that out.
I'm sure everyone knows that.
Question 12. Which world famous monument in India was built as a monument of love?
Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal is correct. Yeah, very good. It was built by Emperor Shah Jahan for his wife, and it was his favorite wife, Mumtaz Mahal. And his wife passed away during childbirth, and so he built the entire Taj Mahal as a like tribute to her.
That's like the oldest building in the world, too.
The oldest in the world?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
Well,
I've heard so.
I'm not sure if that's true. If it is true, one of the. Great. One of the, for sure. I would go with one of the, but I think that there are a lot of older buildings than the Taj Mahal.
I wouldn't say the pyramids are buildings.
Can't okay.
Really go all inside right. Of them.
So if we're going to get, yeah, if we're going to do that, then yeah, it is definitely one of the oldest. Question 13. What Greek god is considered to be the god of love?
Aphrodite.
Well, folks, we got him. We got him. That is incorrect. Aphrodite is the goddess of love.
God of love?
Who is the god of love? I'll give you a hint. It is Aphrodite's son. Any guess?
He is Cupid, but we're talking Greek, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Roman, right?
Yeah.
Yep. The answer we're looking for is Eros. Eros, the son of Aphrodite, is the god of love. Yes, absolutely. Got him. Got him, folks.
Why do you...
Question 14. Often given as a Valentine's Day gift, the phrase eau de toilette is also known as this.
I love you. I'm not that advanced in French.
Oh, I love you. And that's a great guess. I really like that. I think that it's on the right verge. But the word eau de toilette, or the phrase, refers to grooming water. So eau is water. So grooming water, now that you know that it's water and grooming, what do you think it would be, like, given as a gift for Valentine's Day? Special liquid that you would use in grooming.
Perfume.
Yeah, perfume. Very good. Yeah, that's that. So if you look at really fancy perfumes in French, it'll say eau de toilette. That's like another phrase they use for perfume.
Oh.
Yeah. So do you have like a favorite cologne that you like to wear?
I don't wear cologne.
No, you don't wear cologne? I have a nice cologne that I like to wear, but I'm not a big cologne wearer either. I don't. Is that something that you're eventually hoping to use? No, you're not. You don't really want to do the cologne thing?
Yeah, too chemically.
Ah, that's true. That's true. They can put a lot of chemicals in cologne. That is for sure. And remember, kids, cologne never substitutes for showering.
Yes.
Very important for all of our preteen and teenage listeners. You can't just skip a shower and use cologne. It doesn't work that way. Here we go. Question number 15. Which singer famously sang, "I will always love you," in the movie The Bodyguard?
I've never even heard this movie once.
But you know the song.
No, I don't.
And
Whitney Houston.
Thank you for saying that, because I didn't want to continue singing. Whitney Houston is correct. Yes. Have you seen the challenge where they have to hit the drum hit in that song? Where there's a big break, and then it goes boom and and you have to hit the drum in the right spot.
No.
You haven't seen those videos? Oh, we'll have to show you those. If you haven't looked it up, look up the I Will Always Love You drum hit challenge. And it's really funny. You get someone with a drum and a big stick, and they have to hit the drum with the recording. And it's very difficult because there's a big pause. It's kind of fun. Did you also know that that song was also originally written by Dolly Parton?
No.
Yeah, that's originally a Dolly Parton song. She did a really good job with it, too. It's a great tune. And with that, folks, that's going to wrap up love trivia for this week. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you did really well. Emma did really well on this episode. You did pretty good.
Not really.
No, you did all right. You missed a couple, but that's okay. Some of those got a little tough. Well, we just wanted to say, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Leave us a comment. If you even have some idea for some themes coming up, we would love to hear from you. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Any last words about love before we sign off there, lad?
Not really.
All right. Well, love is all that's really important in this world. So we hope that you get the chance to share the love with someone around you, be it with a family member, with a spouse, with a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a brother, a sister, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, a neighbor, whoever. Make sure you spread the love this season. We definitely need a lot more love in this world, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So make sure you take the take a moment, tell someone you love them. It's very important. Until the next time, folks, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you have a great rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators. Cue exit music. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
We're gonna get copyright struck for this.